It is 6:45. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Eccles. Joining us this morning, Megan Hickman, who is the co-director for Hello Girls, which is a Springfield Theater Center production that's happening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts this coming weekend and next. Also, Rainey Gosnell, who is in the ensemble for Hello Girls. Welcome to both of you this morning.
Thank you.
And Megan, just, I mean, Hello Girls, a lot of people don't even know what this musical is about. Talk to us a little bit about this story for those who may not be familiar with it.
Sure. So the Hello Girls is a story of women who volunteered to join the Army in World War I as bilingual telephone operators on the front lines of the war in France. So in the war, they knew that they needed telephones, which was, you know, the big technology at the time, to communicate war orders back and forth on the front lines, because the front was huge, but they also needed to communicate back and forth to the Army headquarters in Washington, D.C. And initially, they used men as telephone operators, and traditionally, telephone operators were women. But the men were about six times slower. It took them about 60 seconds to connect a call. And those additional seconds could be, you know, lives in battle. So General Pershing decided that, you know, we really need trained operators. And so he decided to get women. And the women came in and volunteered and were trained to join the Army as switchboard operators. And they were able to connect the calls in about 10 seconds.
And on this Veterans Day, I know that this has been something that Hello Girls, the girls, the women that were involved in doing this, were not really necessarily formally recognized as veterans and that kind of thing. On this Veterans Day, what kind of history do we see around that as far as their effort to be recognized, Megan?
Yeah, so at the end of the war, the women found out that they had been deemed that they were not soldiers. They were civilian contractors. And it actually took, the war ended in 1918, it took a group of the surviving Hello Girls fighting until 1977. There was this protracted legal battle. And in 1977, they finally got their honorable discharges. So there were only 33 surviving Hello Girls at that time. And actually, some of the women who served in World War II joined them in that battle because they also went through a similar issue. So it was something that they really had to fight to get the recognition for the service that they did serve.
Now, Rainey Gosnell, you are part of the ensemble. What made you want to audition for the show, and were you familiar with it at all?
I was really invested in the story once I started to learn a little bit more about it. There's so much of women's history that's left untold, so I just felt like it was a really important show to be a part of, so I'm excited to be a part of it. I had not heard anything about the Hello Girls, even being a woman myself, so once I learned the story, I immediately was interested.
Now, Rainey, in your role, what are you doing with the production?
I play several different characters throughout the storylines. I get to be an operator at the beginning, and then I actually have the privilege of playing a soldier throughout the production, and then also a couple other parts here and there. But it's really exciting to get to play different characters with a few different viewpoints throughout the show.
Now, Megan, this isn't a very large cast, and it is a musical. So how did you go about making it come to life as the co-director?
Yeah, so the original production was actually an actor-musician show. So the original cast, they were on stage playing instruments during the show. So we knew we wanted to adapt that to what people traditionally think of as a musical, where you have a separate band and a separate cast. So we had a little bit of a challenge there, but it is a very small cast. We have 14 total people in the cast. And we did add an ensemble just to really round out some of the numbers and add some flexibility. And we really were just thoughtful, thinking about each scene, each musical number, how could we really bring it to life? We really wanted to think about the viewpoints, think about what the message was, think about what we were communicating and how to best serve that while still honoring the intention of the writers.
Now, Megan, with this show, obviously today is Veterans Day. It's coming up this weekend. There is a special going on, right? At least today for those who might want tickets?
Yes. So through the end of the day today, if you want to purchase a ticket online, you can use code HELLOBOGO and you can get your tickets buy one, get one free.
And as far as the production goes, what is the run and where can people get tickets?
So the run, it opens this Friday, November 14th, and it runs November 14th through 16th. And then next weekend, also the 21st through the 23rd at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. And you can get your tickets online at hcfta.org/tickets, or you can call the box office at 217-523-ARTS.
And again, we've been talking with Megan Hickman, co-director of Hello Girls at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, and Rainey Gosnell. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It is 6:51. You are listening to NPR Illinois.